I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A preliminary report from the National Weather Service confirms that an EF2 tornado was within the supercell storm that came through Ouachita Parish Monday. An assessment team from the service was in the area Tuesday, gathering information on the path and damage from the storm. The report notes that the tornado reached up to 125 mile per hour winds over a 9-mile path and extended up to 300 yards wide as it moved across the parish Monday morning. Well, the cleanup and recovery continues as workers look to find and repair downed power lines. KEDM's Ashley Lyons hears from a city spokesperson on the effort across Midtown Monroe.
Monday's tornado caused a lot of damage around Monroe, including power outages that Rod Washington, Monroe Public Relations Coordinator, says is going to take a lot of time to restore. Cleanup crews can't work until the roads are cleared for safety because downed power lines are causing delay.
Energy crews have to be able to come in and disconnect the power or take down those lines before public works crews and cleanup crews can come in and remove all the debris to clear some roads.
Because of safety issues and policies with the utility companies, Washington says the work is done during the day. Washington says it's important for everyone's safety, not just the workers.
And we have to urge our residents to be patient. Really, we don't want people taking chances. We need them to allow the professionals to do their job. Don't go out trying to remove wires from trees and limbs or on your house.
Washington reminds that there's still a number of traffic lights out on heavily traveled roads, such as Louisville Avenue and Desiard Street. There are police officers currently directing traffic.
We got to treat these like four-way stops and be patient and be courteous. Try to be safe.
Washington says they will assess whether or not to keep the Monroe shelter open another night. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
People are trying to pick up the pieces after those severe storms rolled through the area Monday, caused widespread damage and power outages. Monroe resident Jason Wagner rode out the storm in his home. He says as the wind began blowing harder, he heard a loud crash and his dogs barking in the backyard.
Went out there and saw that tree, it was about a 40-foot tree in my backyard, had been snapped in half and had completely taken out our bricked-in and glassed-in sun porch, and part of the tree was sticking through the ceiling of my living room.
Wagner says a tree destroyed his sun porch and part of the living room. Much of the damage in Monroe is concentrated in the Garden District. Wagner says that the district features a lot of older trees.
Beautiful trees that kind of form the canopy that form the Garden District, and being snapped in half like twigs, ending up in houses, on cars, blocking roadways, taking down power lines.
According to the Monroe Police Department, there have been no reports of serious injuries. Delinquent taxpayers can start filing their applications for Louisiana's latest tax amnesty period. It runs beginning today through November 14th, allowing people to settle state tax debts with half the interest they would otherwise owe and no penalties charged. New for this year's program, taxpayers will be allowed to pay their debts through a six-month installment plan. Unlike in 2013, they will not be able to use tax credits as payment. The amnesty program needs to bring in $100 million to keep this year's state budget in balance. Lawmakers use the money they anticipated receiving to help pay for the Medicaid program. The Department of Revenue estimates 450,000 taxpayers owe over $1.8 billion in Louisiana taxes. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny today, the high in the mid-70s.